Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Conroe. I want to welcome you to our weekly podcast, our worship service. This is the 8th week that we have not been able to be in worship together. This was a busy week for our food pantry. On Wednesday morning, we served more than 130 families food. And I want to take a minute to thank these people. Listen up. I want to thank Joel and Lou and Bobby and Estelle and Charles and Cliff and Tanya and Don and John and Hans and Diana and Hollis and Sam and Monica and Claudia and Perry and Judy and Rita and Sharon and Darlene and Shelley and Avery, Linda, Tanya again, and Barb and Rayal and Scooby-Doo. I don't know how Scooby-Doo got in that list of thanks you, but those were the volunteers who showed up Wednesday for our food pantry and helped to make it happen. It was a great day. Another thing this week I want you to remember in your prayers when we go to prayer. Keep Amy Lacey in your prayers and the passing of her mom recently. Also, I want you to keep Judy Hopper in your prayer. She's back in the hospital. And, of course, we constantly keep Jane Moore in our prayers. Now I want to invite you to take just a few moments of quiet and let's prepare ourselves to be in worship together.
He counts the stars one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shores. He sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. And he knows my name, every step that I take, every move that every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed. And he knows my name, every step that I take, every move that every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that
even as we are separated physically, we are together spiritually during this hour of worship. We believe in the power of faith, hope, and love, knowing that God is love. And we believe that love places others before ourselves, that love is patient and kind, a love that isn't boastful or rude, a love that doesn't get angry or record mistakes, but praises truth. A love that protects and hopes and endures through the hard times. A love that is inclusive of all God's people and all of creation. We believe in a love so great that when everything else is gone, even when heaven and earth are no more, love will remain. Gather us close to your mothering heart, loving God. Lift us up where we have fallen. Help us respond to your persistent call in this time of worship. Tell us once more that your love is constant in spite of our waywardness. For your constancy, we give you our thanks and praise. Lord, we continue to pray by the lifting up of those whom we know who are in need of your love, your comfort, your peace, your healing touch. We pray especially this day for the mothers in our midst, those who help guard us and guide us with the love that they have received from you. We pray for the health workers and all of those whose job is to keep us safe. We pray for all of those men and women in uniform who their job is to guard our lives. We pray for everyone who is working now, for everyone who is cleaning the streets and driving the trucks and opening the stores. We pray that they will be safe and kept from harm during this time. Lord, we continue our prayers to you in the way that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Remember that worship is about bringing thanksgiving, adoration, and praise to God. And a part of that involves both gift-giving and gift-receiving. What an abundance of gifts that we have to offer. Some of us have musical talent or the melody of laughter, the use of our hands in cooking and repairs, the use of our minds in problem-solving, curiosity, compassion, patience, urgency, spiritual reservoirs, financial resources, obedience, and the courage to act. All of these gifts and others which bear our personal marks are symbolized in our offerings for the work of the church. I encourage you to bring those gifts to God. You know, Mary Louise and I have started giving our gifts through online giving. I encourage you to do the same, or you can bring your gift by the office, call and make sure someone is here, or you can drop it in the mail. But let's commit ourselves in service as we worship God with our offerings. We also receive gifts, and the most treasured spiritual gift that we receive during worship is the gift of the table. On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus took the Passover with those whom he loved so dearly. After the meal, he took the loaf, he broke it, he blessed it. He passed it among them, telling them to eat, that this was his body broken for them. In that same way, after the meal, he took the prophet's cup, Elijah's cup of community and welcome. After blessing it, he told them to drink it, all of it, that this was the cup of a new covenant that would be sealed with his sacrifice. We come after those first disciples, celebrating his words, "This do in remembrance of me." I encourage you now to take time to bring those elements and share in the Lord's Supper.
You more than gold or silver on the earth.
Our scripture reading today comes from Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth. I'm reading from the 13th chapter. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all that I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall fully understand, even as I have been fully understood. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers and some of you great-great-grandmothers and all of you women who have at one time in your life nurtured people with your love, nurtured your children, your neighbors, your nieces, your nephews with your love. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. You know, every Mother's Day, I tell you the same story. It's the story of my crazy cousin Chuck. A lot of you have heard it. Some of you may not have. I'll try to keep it short, but don't bank on it. Crazy Chuck was 3 years older than I am. Crazy Chuck was mean from a child. He got in every kind of trouble there was. He would beat up other kids. He would steal stuff. He would run away from school. He was a menace to the town of Snyder. By the time Chuck was in his middle teens, he had had enough of school, so he ran away, and then they had dragged him back, and he had run away again. He ran away for the last time and went up to Amarillo. And at about 16 or 17, he got a job working in a filling station. One day, the owner of the station came back, and he was so proud. He drove up in his pickup, and he got out, and he showed crazy cousin Chuck his new pistol. He had bought a new pistol with which to guard the filling station's cash reserves with. Well, crazy cousin Chuck asked if he could see it. Chuck got the pistol. He turned it on his owner, on the owner of the filling station, and he robbed his boss. He took his new pistol, he took his pickup, and he took all the cash. And that began Chuck's career of crime. He was off and on arrested and thrown in jail for the next 15 to 20 years. Everybody gave up on Chuck. The first time he was in prison, he learned photography. So when he got out, he thought he'd start a photography studio in his early 20s, and he did, and he went to Galveston. But pretty soon, he was both taking photographs and doing forgeries of driver's licenses and Social Security cards and insurance policies and anything else that he could make a copy of and forge and sell. Well, he got thrown back in jail again, and he spent some more time in prison. He learned welding. He got out. He got in more trouble, got thrown back in jail. But the last time he was thrown in jail, he learned nursing. Crazy Chuck went to nursing school in prison. Everyone had given up on him by this time. He was approaching 35 or 40 years of age. There were only two people on the planet that hadn't given up on Crazy Chuck. That was my grandmother, Mom, who raised me, and Chuck, Crazy Chuck's mother, Lois Omega, Mom's fourth child. Her name was Lois Omega, but everyone called her Omega because, well, I mean, we're from West Texas. She was named Lois Omega because she was their fourth and last child. Well, of course, until her little brother Jimmy came along and she was no longer lasted. Mom was a little upset because of Omega's name because she had loved that name because it was a Bible name. Remember Alpha and Omega in the Bible. Well, anyway, Omega and Mom did not give up on Crazy Chuck. And I am sure to this day that their love saved Chuck. He studied nursing. Did I tell you Chuck was brilliant? He was one of the smartest guys there ever was. He had just turned his brains to criminality. Well, after he got out of prison that last time, he had fallen in love with nursing, and he became a nurse. He became an operating room nurse. Then he became a coronary operating room nurse and got to be such an expert over the next 10 years that hospitals would pay him a big fee to come in and teach their coronary operating room nurses how to nurse. Can you believe that? Crazy Chuck became a leader in his medical profession. He died at about the age of 50 or 52. He had literally burnt his candle at both ends. But Mom, my grandmother, and Lois Omega, his mother, were both there at the service. And I was able to tell them for that first time, because I was in the ministry then, that I had used Crazy Chuck. I didn't call him Crazy Chuck to Mom and Omega. I called him Charles. But that I had used Crazy Chuck as an illustration of how a mother's love so replicates God's love that that's what saved Chuck. Wow. What do we know about love? Well, I think I know. Love is the glue which holds creation together. Remember when in Genesis, when it's reported, God looked out on creation, looked around everything that God had made, and God said, "That's good." And that put the stamp of God's love on creation. Not only that, love is a great antidote. Love is the great antidote to fear and to doubt and to pride and to avarice. When there is, where there is love, sin is starved of oxygen. Love, I think, is the universal language, and kindness is its vocabulary. Love erases boundaries and barriers and borders. A smile is the same on every continent and speaks the same language. Our creativity makes us human and brings us joy. And love is the font from which creativity springs. Love is the medicine for what ails the heart. And God, the great physician, heals our spirits with love. Love is all there is, the song goes. Crazy Chuck was healed by God's love, brought to him by his mother and his grandmother. Happy Mother's Day, y'all. God bless.
It's been a long day, but we've come a long way, wouldn't you say? Mama, are you okay? Look what I made you. I colored it blue just like this.
the sky. Like it's hot, me too, and I've been chasing some dragons. You've been pushing my wagon, and it's been grand, like you say I am. Hey, mama, I love you just the way you are. To the moon and past the stars. Hey, mama, I see you no matter how far. You're the song inside my heart, and I would never change a thing. 'Cause you make me sing. Hey, mama. Looks like it's raining. We're inside playing, and you do it best. Turn a storm into a quest. You say it's lights out. There's so much I can't stop thinking about. Put your patience to the test, and I've been crazy and daring. You've been loving and caring, and it's been grand, like you say. You just the way you are. To the moon and past the stars. Hey, mama, I see you no matter how far. You're the song inside my heart, and I would never change.
Very much.
My favorite thing is dancing with her. My mom likes me.
Hey, mama.
My mom is my best friend. I love that my mom, she snuggles me.
My favorite thing about my mom is how she loves me.
We love you, Mom.
Hey, mama.